Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Only about 8% of Americans will retire in the lifestyle they've been living up until that point. We're getting your plan back on track so your retirement exceeds your expectations. That and more coming up.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
All right, John, if only 8% are retiring into the lifestyle they're used to, that means 92 out of every 100 people aren't meeting their retirement goals. What's standing in their way?
Well, for a lot of people, to be honest with you, Kip, is discipline and lack of knowledge. Unfortunately, most Americans spend more time planning for their vacations than they do planning for their retirement. You know, a lot of things, in fact, we do workshops all across the Chicagoland area here and show people how to maximize their income in retirement, especially when it comes to Social Security and their pension choices. A lot of people don't realize that they have pension options to choose from when they retire for those out there who still have traditional pensions. And there are also options on their Social Security benefits and how to file. We're able to show our listeners in some cases how to make an additional $150,000 of additional lifetime income just by filing for their Social Security benefits correctly. So people leave a lot of money on the table when it comes to both their Social Security and their pension filings. And honestly, and the other reason is risk. People have their money. They try to catch up a little bit too soon or too quickly. You know, they realize they're going to be retiring in 2 to 3 years, and then boom, 2008 came along. Completely derailed their retirement. So just understanding and putting a planning process in place ahead of time is always the best game plan.
Absolutely. Well, let's build that game plan. Let's build that knowledge base that is so crucial to get on the right track. There are steps to take to get you started on the right path, guides to steer you towards that shining retirement you've dreamed of. These are
the 10 Commandments of Investing.
1.
Thou shalt plan ahead.
Certainly, when we're putting together a project, it makes sense to put together our goals up top.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is sitting down and having a goal in place and getting it implemented. You know, because when we get into retirement, you know, we've worked all our lives for this money. Now it's going to last us. So a lot of our listeners out there, people in the Chicagoland area, are not lucky enough to have a traditional pensions. A lot of people are relying on their 401ks or their 403bs, you know, some of these deferred comp plans. The problem with a lot of these is they come with market risk. You know, right now, I mean, we're at an all-time high in the market. People couldn't pick a better time if they're over 59 and a half to lock in them gains so they don't lose it going forward. We just had a couple of people come in here this week that were able to sit down and do a in-service distribution. We rolled their money into a 401k. We locked in them gains for them. Now they don't have to worry about the market having a correction coming up because that just gave them complete peace of mind. They're still going to contribute for the next 4 to 5 years. But now if we have another 2008, the market goes down 40%, we don't have to worry about it with the big bulk of their retirement assets. So just taking the time to sit down and seeing what their options were available for these couple of couples this week, I mean, it was just amazing just seeing them walking out the door with the burden that was lifted off their shoulder because they didn't know these choices were even available to them.
Well, this is why it's important to get this kind of education, to find out what is out there so that you can know what is best for you to take advantage of. Now, once you've put together your goals, then you have to figure out where you stand now to get to them.
Thou shalt do the math.
Well, a lot of people we sit down with the conversation is they like to think, and I think a lot of Americans have this $1 million number, and I call it a fictitious number for retirement because let's face it, not everybody's going to use $1 million in retirement. Some people out there possibly will, but whatever you have, just make sure it's working correctly for you and meets your income needs. The biggest thing we sit down with, Kip, with our listeners is tell them, okay, how much do you need on a monthly basis to pay the bills, stay in the house, not have to change your lifestyle? And then what are your sources of income that's going to get us to that number? So say your number is $5,000 a month, and we know we're going to be getting, say, $2,500 from Social Security. Your spouse might be getting another $1,500 to $1,600 from Social Security. You might have a pension, you know, $800, $900. Where do we get the differences from? And for, like I said, for most of us, it's going to be from our 401ks, IRAs, Roth accounts. So when we sit down with clients, the biggest peace of mind for us in retirement, when I sit down with a client, is knowing when your checkbook gets down to zero on the 30th of every month, it's getting filled back up again on the 1st. And having your stuff set up in a situation where, hey, I can translate this money into a monthly income stream for both me and my spouse, no matter what happens, that is peace of mind in retirement.
Absolutely. If we don't have peace of mind, then all we're doing is continuing the stress of working, hopefully not too much stress during our working years, but what were we retiring from and retiring to?
And that's the key. Most people think they're retiring from something. You're not. You're retiring to something. And you're retiring to a totally different way of life. You're retiring to a different way of how you get your paychecks on a monthly basis. You know, for those people out there shooting for the $1 million, and I don't know where this number is coming up from, but I remember years ago, Bloomberg did an article. It said, if you retire today at 65 with $1 million, and you took up 5% a year for income and factored in 3% for inflation, there was a 90% chance that you'll make it to age 90 without running out of money. Hmm. Well, they're pretty good odds.
Yeah.
But all I know is I was out in Vegas for a financial convention there a couple of weeks ago. And all I know is when I was coming back from that, if I was getting on the plane in Vegas to come home here to Chicago, and if that pilot came on and said, you know what, folks, we have a 90% chance of making it to Midway without running out of fuel, I'm going to figure a better way to get home.
Oh, yes. We're going to have
to take that airplane.
No, we're going to have a Rain Man situation. I am going to drive no matter what if I'm hearing those kind of odds.
And that's what we'll show you. You might be able to, you might outlive your assets, but you'll never, ever outlive your income. And that is peace of mind, because for most Americans, I don't care where we speak, where we do our workshops, the number one concern for Americans today is outliving their money. By putting a good plan in place, sitting down with somebody who's got their best interests in mind, that will never happen.
Well, that brings up the idea of the time, not just after retirement, the time that we're trying to live through, but also the time before retirement, how much time we're putting into saving for retirement.
Thou shalt love Father Time.
The thing with Father Time is, it's true. If you're somebody who's 25 years old, and I tell this to my kids all the time, and I preach it to my son, and I have my two oldest guys putting away a few dollars every single month, you know, the earlier you start, the better. And unfortunately, most people don't do that, especially when we're young. You know, we always have the parties. They want to go out. They want to spend the money on the new clothes, the newest phones, the newest cars. You know, they don't think about their retirement, because when you're in your early 20s, nothing, you're never going to retire. You're never going to get there. You're never going to die. You're invincible. And I think a lot of the young people today, they got to start focusing more on putting money away in their earlier years, even before they start having their children. Because as we get into our middle age years, that's when the kids come along. Now you have the colleges you're saving for, you know, expenses. It kind of slows down on putting money away for our own retirements. And then when we get within the next 10 years, hopefully the kids are out of the house. Now people start to try to make up for what they haven't done over the last 20, 25 years and try to catch up in the next 5 to 10 years. And that's a big difference, because if you start putting money away earlier, and I remember when I first got into this industry over 20 years ago, one of the stats I was told is if you had a 20-year-old and he put away $2,000 into an IRA at age 20 for 7 years until he was age 27 and then just stopped, and then you have a 27-year-old that put away the same $2,000 and he did it till age 65, the 20-year-old had more money at 65 because of time. And that is huge. So keep in mind, the earlier you start, the better. And trying to catch up, then when people try to catch up and then bang, we have another 9/11 or 2008, it just completely derails our retirement plans.
Well, getting started sooner rather than later is always a good idea. So today is the day to get that process started. Today's the day to pick up the phone and call John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to give you a call. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Kip. Give us a call. We'll come down. We'll sit down with them and do a complete income plan analysis for them. We'll take a look at what they're currently doing. Our fiduciary here in the office, Johnny Heron, will take a look at their overall portfolio, see what fees they're paying, see what risk tolerance they have, and it does it align with what they're currently doing. We'll also sit down, do a complete income plan analysis for them. We'll do a Social Security maximization report. We'll show them how to get the most money out of this federal program that they've paid into all their life. And then for any listeners who have come on board with us with over $250,000, we try to get the legal side taken care of. We provide them with a will and a power of attorney for finance and for healthcare. And then if they have over $500,000, we provide them with a complete family trust where we avoid the probate process completely and give them the peace of mind and retirement and privacy.
The number to call is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We do need to take a break, but when we return, we'll be digging more into these commandments of investing. Stay tuned.